Hello and welcome to the first podcast in our REF security series, where we will be looking at the various different security documents you're likely to come across in the context of real estate finance security package. Today, I will be discussing share charges, which can also sometimes be referred to as a charge over shares. And in summary, they do just that. Create a charge over the shares in a company by way of security, usually for a loan. During this podcast, I will first talk a little about where the share charge fits and features as part of the wider security package in a typical real estate finance transaction. And I will then go on to look at a couple of the important key considerations which you should be thinking about any time you deal with share charges. In terms of where the share charge sits as part of the wider security package, the share charge will usually be entered into by the shareholder or shareholders of the borrower company. And it will sit alongside the other security taken by the lender, such as a debenture, legal charge, and/or a personal guarantee, for example. If the borrower defaults on its loan, the lender is likely to be able to take enforcement action, and pursuant to the share charge, it can then transfer the shares in the borrower company to itself or a third party and effectively take control of the borrower so that it can then take any action it needs to in order to recover the debt. The types of real estate finance transactions where I often see this type of security being used, the borrower is often simply a property owning SPV, and if the borrower defaults on the loan, then the lender has the option to recover the debt by appointing a receiver to sell the asset pursuant to the legal charge contained in the debenture, or by taking control of the shares and selling the whole SPV pursuant to the share charge. Essentially, the lender wants to ensure that it has a wide discretion and level of control to do whatever it needs to in order to recover the amount it's owed as quickly as possible in an enforcement situation. In terms of the key considerations you should be thinking about when dealing with a share charge, it's important to first check that the parent company is actually able to enter into the share charge and will not be in breach of its existing security because it's given a negative pledge pursuant to any other security agreement that it's a party to, such as a debenture in connection with its own borrowing arrangements. If it has given a negative pledge elsewhere, it is likely to be restricted from granting any further security over its assets, including those shares in the borrower company, and consent will need to be obtained from the shareholder's existing lender. Another important point to consider when dealing with share charges is whether there are any restrictions in the Articles of Association or Shareholders Agreement of the borrower company, which could cause a problem when it comes to enforcement. The constitutional documents of the company should be reviewed in detail to check there is nothing in there that restricts the transfer of shares to the lender on enforcement. And two of the key points to look out for are, firstly, do the directors have any discretion as to whether they have to register the transfer? I come across this point fairly regularly on the basis that under Article 26(5) of the Model Articles of Association, the directors are given the right to refuse to register the transfer of a share. This could clearly be a problem for the lender if the directors refuse to register the transfer following enforcement. A lender will therefore usually insist that the articles are amended to disapply that provision in the context of a secured party, so that the lender's discretion to refuse to register the transfer of a share does not apply when a share is being transferred pursuant to enforcement under a security arrangement. Usually, a lender will insist that a shareholder resolution is passed to deal with the amendment to the articles prior to completion of the loan. It is then also important to ensure that the amended articles are filed at company's house in good time after the resolution has been passed. Secondly, we should also be checking whether there are any preemption rights in the articles of the borrower company. Again, if there are preemption rights contained in the articles, the lender will want to ensure that these are disapplied in certain circumstances or removed altogether, as this could cause problems on enforcement if the preemption provisions need to be worked through before the shares can be transferred. The lender will want certainty that it can transfer the shares to itself on enforcement without any issue and will not want to be caught by onerous preemption provisions which could delay the recovery of the debt. In terms of perfecting the security, the parent company will be required to deliver the original share certificate or any other document evidencing ownership to the lender in advance of completion of the loan, together with a blank signed stock transfer form. In the event the lender needed to enforce its security under the share charge, it would simply date and complete the signed stock transfer form and it already holds the share certificate. If the shareholder entering into the share charge is an English company, The share charge must be registered at Companies House within 21 days of being entered into, or otherwise dealt with in line with the registration requirements of the relevant jurisdiction if it is an offshore company. So I'm afraid that's all we've got time for our whistle-stop tour of share charges, but please do get in touch if you require assistance with any of the points raised in this podcast.